Inyan Negam Shinan before. So we're talking about the Simani Tumma, which in order to make the Nega Naklat, we spoke about Shtei Saris, we spoke about. Yeah, the last one is going to be the Simani Tumma of Pisyon. Pisyon is that, it means it's a spreading Nega. The luck is that after Kohen saw the Nega in the first week, Kohen goes and sees it and sees it got bigger than what it originally was. That's going to make it that it's going to be, even if the Masho bigger, and the spreading is 1 to 4 miles. And the Kohen, that's a symptom, is called Pisyon. Now, the symptom is only after the first week. It was before it came to the Kohen, it was a gris. And even the Kohen saw that it was spreading, that would not be considered a dead Pisyon. It's only after the Hesker, and then it spreads, then it's called a Nega, which is spreading. Now, when it adds on, as long as it adds on 1 of the 4 miles, the Gohan, even though it's a type of Mara, which maybe technically wouldn't be Mastarif, like it's Sumach Likas Rashi and Rambam in terms of what a Wolfram Mara Sugar Mastarif is, she's a Rambam, the Rash holds that only Ava Toldo, but two different Toldos, or a Toldo from different Ava, would not be Mastarif. But when you don't need the Pisyon, as long as it's 1 of the upper Maras, the Goyim, Ruiv, Achweinim, for understand that that would be enough to be considered a Pisyon. So a lot of different Tanaim, when he gave it the Pisyon. Right, Galaf Mishnei, it says Shkin and Michvia, it says Shkin and Boyak. The Mishnah brings out over that if it's Cholkim and the Pisyon, we see it that there is a separation between the Nega and the Pisyon is not going to be considered a Pisyon. The Ravid in Teres Kanim, and the Kesem Mishnah brings down the Perik Yud Vezis Mishas Alach Adalad, the Pisyon HaRochik Bisoid. Why does the Mishnah say that you have a Shkin and Mecha Shkin in between the Pisyon? Why didn't you say there's a Harbasa between the Pisyon? Adam Ezek the Ravid that a Pisyon which is Rochik is a time of Adam Begris, just like Begadim. That if it's close by, it's a Mashu. If it's far, it's going to be time of Begris. Means right for the Mishnah, because why does it say there's Mechit Shkin in between? Just say there's a Barasa Adam Elamai. If it's far away, it's a Gris, a Mashu, if it's next to it. The Rambam is Chalik in the Ravid, it's a Sinim Exenim Pek Dal Mishnei. The Pashman Pek Dal Chadal, only some of Negzim Mitama. Why does it say it's Chalik Meneim, not our Basar? Even these which are not our basar, which split it, when there's a nega or baya, like it's a mara nega, still it'll be mechalik b'neya. There's another klal in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel that if you have a beharis, you have a mitchi inside of it, and the mitchi which was small enough that's not going to be metama, then the mitchi gets smaller. So Rameir metama chav metaren. Shein nega place the teicha. Rameir says, tell me why not, spread. Chum say it's tar because being that nega not spreading, the only time it's going to be tummy if it spreads outside. If it spreads inside, it's not going to be tummy. What's the makar? Dover the Kirseva Perek Bay says, Pashti the cross master places the chutz, and therefore that's the reason why it's not going to be tummy. Yes, with the Vistil Rameir, Mishnah Gimel Rameir says that when it spreads inside, it's going to be tummy. Mishnah Bays, when it says, if making a dust of rubs of baris is tmeya, the smat is going to be tar. And over there, Rameh is not going to be chilek at all. Why is Rameh going to be chilek? It says the Michi does is Simon Tumma, and the Nega going inside of it is making it less of a Simon Tumma. Therefore, it shows it's a replay on the Tumma. Therefore, it's not considered a Simon Tumma. That's all the going learns. But tonight, that the Nega, which the piston has to be dafkin to our basar, if it goes to Mokka, which is not considered our basar, then it's not going to be considered a piston. Rameh says, in the breast, place the Tuch Hashkin. Is based on the Mishnah Perek of Mishnah Ches. V'leitech mechva v'leitech mechis shchin leitech mechis mechva v'leitech leizokin api shnei kalach eser mechmehem shem poizit tis of eres ba'ar as you ba'ar ba'ar is a poizit tich ba'ik ar is a pisya. And as you said it of is it has to spread in the ear which has a shem or a basa if it doesn't have a shem basa it would not be considered a pisya. It's a mavur that if it's bayak and it spills into the bayak in the chalami it would be considered a pisya. The Rambam says that a beharis a pasul teich a baker is a pisyon instead of a pisyon. The Ravid in Mavur is not like that. The Ravid says the right to the shita the pisyon a rochik is going to be mitame being right from boyak. The pisyon the baker is not considered a pisyon, like it says in Teres Kanim, and therefore elamai how is it going to be mitame when it's hafsig a boyak elamai is muchach pisyon a rochik is mitame. It's according to the chinuch the machlokes Ram and Ravid if pisyon teich a baker would be considered a pisyon or not. Yeah, there's another Yisraelis, which told him, Achleish Akiva, that Chami have a bear's gris and spread a katsi gris, but the left katsi gris. Akiva, it's Tami Chami, it's Tarim. What's Yisraelis Achleish Akiva and the Chami? The Chom say that being that the only time we say you have a nega of a gris, the oim is a tesefes to that, and over here, since there's no sure nega, therefore it's not going to be Tami. Akiva's piston is a chilek of a nega. Therefore, if you have Paris, if you have Pisin, which is a Chatzi Gris Vaid, and I guess Chatzi Gris is called, you have an egg which is a Gris Vaid, and therefore it's going to be Tomei. So, we all like the Chum, so come on, you said the Dover. The only time it's going to be Tomei is if the Nega is still a Shea Gris, if part of the Nega leaves, it's not going to be Tomei. The Rash learns the Mishnah talking about this is Pasa after Ptur. It's not talking about during the first and second week. Why? Because if it's after the first week, there's one way to understand even the Chum won't be Tar. You'd be masquerading another week, and even though Pisan and Nakasin had, but some Stavish and Grissin has scribbled another week. That's one way to understand it, or maybe Kenzan, you can understand it in that situation, is we would say in Echanami, it's Tomei. But it's Yidal, it could be Kozman, you're in the first Zman, we would say Nakasin as a share of a Nega, which spreads, only Echar Petur, we say it's Allah. Click is a Pek Dalad, Mishnah Vav, Zayin, sorry, comes to Pasa. Pasuk comes to give me time to cover my time. They get bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller. Even the same size, but clicks are kiva and the chavre. Kiva also the pasuk nega, which happens on the Rav says to my 20 and Shvi. It's going to be tame. Since this is my mom, we to see it. Lamai says, spread it's going to be tame. Mashin the chum say it's going to be tar. And as you said, it's going to come to the mitzias that the nega is spreading. That's going to be tame. Kiva also, therefore it's going to be tame. That it's spreading. Mashinking the chumol. But to get the dover is you have to have a suffer to the nega. If you don't have a suffer to the nega, small, bigger, small, same size, therefore it's not going to make a difference. This is only after the first week. If it came before the first week of Hesker and you saw it to the coin, even though it's spreading, it can't be machalted. But a nega which came tar is 2 weeks, and then we have somebody tumba, and afterwards it came back, that's called pissing like a pter, and then we see pregal mishagimel, pregal mishagimel, that's going to be matama. And that we say pissing like a pter is matama. That's dafka if the nega is still there. The nega disappeared or got too light, too dark. Sorry, it's not the light, right color. That's not called pesis nachapetur. That's called nerech nega chodesh, and therefore the coin will not be machleted until after the first week, and then if it's spread. After the petur means you have the nega there, you had a petur, and then it'll spread. Click is Ram Rabbi Peg Galamish Hussain. It says, Halacha v'chazra, arekam eishal hisil. Comes back, it's like it was. Shita Sarambam is that the nega was there and a little bit went away, not the whole thing went away. It's Kibet Chila. That's in the gris, and then he came back and came back to gris. That's because the Pisanacha returns considered Mukhlet, because not because the new nega, his nega was there. Being a chilik of the nega was around, therefore it's considered spreading. The right answer is kind of a verb, not like that. The right answer is that. He says, the only time is we tell me a pasuk Yisum Hashem like a p'tur. Well, only if the whole nega is been koymai, then it's then pisyon, and the chilek goes away, because the nega chadash, and we're happy with him. A nega which is which came tar, someone had said, love and mechir, pisyon, and chlito, and then smitum went away. He said, love went away, the mechir got covered over. Is not considered din a negla hasker. Any bearer's term to chaklet is not mechayev hasker. Any pasuk a Rambam bearer's term to hasker chaklet. How come you say mitumba in maskin ba'ilo mean come to hasker ba'ilo? Then a negla which after left after 2 weeks it came back wasn't going to be halacha. So negla after 2 weeks and there's no simitumba because it's retired. Let's say the negla got lighter and it came back. L'chayev to the negla chadash and you have to masker it. The Rash is only if the nega comes back to Oisei Makkah. Then we say that, well, it's not a nega chadash. Only if it comes out of a different place, then we look at it as a nega chadash. So the rival is not like that. The rival is always a nega chadash. It totally comes away and comes back to the same place. It's going to be a new nega and it's going to be Tamei. So the rival also, the chilek and nega is still there. Like half a gris, and half a gris. Comes back, that's going to be tar, because mitzvah nega already is tar. But anything that nega fully goes away and it comes back, then we can look at it as nega chadash. Because it's a chim l'din, machlokes rash, and raivid, And that guy, after 2 weeks, goes away, comes back, is it the same place, is it Negev Chadash or not?